January is traditionally a month for fresh starts and resolutions, many of which center around self-care. And if you've spent any time watching television or scrolling social media this month, you've likely been bombarded with diet and exercise pitches. But there's another route to self-care that influencers rarely mention: gardening. A few hours spent outdoors nurturing fruits, flowers, and vegetables each week can provide physical exercise, stress reduction, vitamin D, and even a better diet, all without a membership fee. And getting started is easy. Start small. As with any new hobby, an overzealous, gung-ho approach will likely backfire, so it's best to start small. Although you may happily keep up with a large garden at first, chances are you'll become overwhelmed by midsummer, resulting in a dead, weedy disappointment to harvest. Instead, begin by planting a small patch of flowers by the front door, one or two rows, or raised beds, of vegetables or a couple of containers. Decisions. Are you dreaming of garden fresh salads, a succession of colorful perennials, or both? Research your favorite plant's sunlight, soil, and water requirements, and decide where each would thrive best. If you're looking to save money on produce, consider which fruits, vegetables, and herbs you and your family would enjoy the most and which would cost the most at the supermarket. Growing your own berries and herbs, for instance, can reap significant financial, as well as nutritional, benefits. How to choose your site? Although we can supplement our plants with fertilizers and water when needed, the sunlight they receive is entirely out of our hands, and it's vital for their survival. Most fruits, vegetables, and flowers need at least a partial sun exposure to grow, flourish, and produce. Check seed packages and plant tags for the light requirements of each plant you select and situate it accordingly. If your garden is primarily shady and your favorite plants need full sun, or vice versa, grow them in containers, which can be placed in optimal growing conditions and even moved around to chase, or avoid, the sun, if necessary. Planting with space to breathe. Resist packing plants closely together for instant gratification. Doing so can result in overcrowding and underdevelopment faster than you can, say, root rot. Instead, space them according to the recommendations on their plant tags or seed packages and exercise patience. What's the best way to water? It's no fun lugging heavy watering cans to and from a faraway spigot, so plant your garden near a water source. Avoid overhead watering. Drip irrigation is ideal, as it delivers water directly to plants' root zones, where it's needed, instead of sprinkling foliage, which can result in mold and fungal diseases. Soaker hoses are widely available and easy to snake through beds and borders. Using a timer will automate the process. Instead of providing a daily sprinkle that does not penetrate the soil deeply enough to encourage deep, healthy roots, opt for longer, less frequent watering sessions. Plants growing in containers typically need more water than their in-ground counterparts. Stick your finger into the pot and water plants when the soil feels dry at knuckle depth. Soil can dry out more than once daily, depending on the weather in your region. Water slowly until the excess drains from the holes in the bottom of the container. Do you need to fertilize? Some plants, like most herbs, almost never need to be fertilized. Others, like annuals, roses, and tomatoes, are heavier feeders. Learn the nutritional requirements of your plants and follow the recommended dosing schedules. Layering, or top dressing, garden soil with 2 inches of compost will add nutrients, often reducing or even eliminating the need for supplemental fertilizer. A 2 to 3 inch layer of mulch, such as undyed wood chips, shredded bark, or dried out, never fresh, grass clippings over the soil and compost will retain water, suppress weeds, and moderate soil temperatures. Push compost and mulch away from plant stems to avoid rot. As with water, potted plants often require more fertilizer than those growing in garden beds. Follow package directions. Watch for weeds. It's important to keep gardens free of weeds, which compete with plants for water, nutrients, and, in the case of tall weeds, sunlight. Removing weeds as soon as they appear, before their roots fully anchor into the soil, is best for the garden, as well as your back. Always pull or dig up weeds by their roots, then dispose of them in the trash, or compost them if they haven't yet produced seeds. Never leave weeds lying on the soil, where they could re-root or reseed. Going forward, I've killed my fair share of plants over the years, and you might, too. Go easy on yourself. Gardening is about getting your hands dirty, breathing fresh air, feeling the sun on your face, and learning as you go. Next year, with a season's worth of experience under your tool belt, you'll be ready to expand your garden, little by little. Jessica Damiano writes weekly gardening columns for the AP and publishes the award-winning weekly dirt newsletter. You can sign up here for weekly gardening tips and advice. For more AP gardening stories, go to https://apnews.com/hub/gardening. Jessica Damiano, The Associated Press.